A word for you from Matthew 13, verse 22. As for it was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. Last time we dwelt with the and looked at the details of the general implications of Bible study and used this simply as an example, asking, which character are you? How do you fit in? Are you one of the other types of soil, the hard soil, the place where the birds are, or the rocky soil? And here, this type of soil which was thorny ground. And the Lord mentions two specific types of soil, dangers here. The one type of thorn is that which is connected to the troubles or the cares of life, and the other one, the deceitfulness of riches. So you can also ask yourself, am I possibly part of this group? Is this perhaps the reason why I am unfruitful? Why I spend so much time in the Bible and with so many services, and yet all this good seed of God's word is proving unfruitful? It could just be that it's not major rocks in your life like the other types of soil. It could be that it's not a hardened path. It could just be the cares of the world. There are the sinful cares of the world, yes. Those things which, and that's why the Lord refers to riches, those things which have the ability to distract you from the Lord and to keep your eyes focused on the things below instead of the things above. And you get busy and soiled and dirty with the sins of the world. But here there's also the other possibility, that the cares of life, as it says in one translation, are the things which God doesn't want us to avoid, or let's put it this way, He allows these things to happen to us. He allows difficult circumstances, but He doesn't want them to become cares in the sense that they choke the good word of God. Are the cares of life, the troubles of health, finance, family, whatever, are those things throttling the word of God? You are so focused on these cares of life that you are throttled, you choked, you can't breathe God's good oxygen from the word of God.